One more second. Joined in the studio like that. I'm joined in the studio by Roland Kanoff from the Brentwood Brewery. So thanks very much for coming in today. It's lovely to see you. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Now you've brought in today. We're just going to talk about before we've got loads to talk about today. But you've brought in a beer. Tell us a little bit about it, because me and Pip are having a little sup here, aren't we?
A little bit, yeah.
It's very, 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 very nice. As I said, spring water. This is like, because it's just beautiful.
Excellent. It's actually it's a beer called Old Timer, and it's an old style ale. It's there's 4.7%.
Yep.
So just a middle of the road. Won't kill you, but you know you've had a drink. and it's one of the beers you can actually come along to the brewery and try. We've got it on tap there, and you can come along, especially on our open day, which is tomorrow, and have a sample or two.
So every first Saturday of every month, you've got a brewery open day, so people can come in and sort of test before they buy it.
That's correct, yes.
Whereabouts are you located? Because you've moved, haven't you, in the last year?
We have indeed. We're now at Calcott Hall Farm, just behind the farm shop.
I remember speaking to I was speaking to somebody from the brewery company before, and I said, oh, it'd be a great idea if you were there, and they went, shh. I think it was just before you moved. I had that idea. It's a great, actually, if you've not been down to Calcott Hall Farm, it is absolutely brilliant. They've got so much local produce there. It's great for shopping if you want to do gifts. They've got the butchery there as well, haven't they? And they do like the strawberry fills out the back. It's fabulous.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And hopefully they'll be growing some hops soon as well.
Oh, nice. And they've got children's play areas. So if you go in the summer, it's outside, so the kids can sort of play on swings and things like that.
That's right. Yep. The kids can play outside, mum can go and do the shopping, and dad can come to the beer creche.
Now, if you do tours of actually, so people can have a look around the brewery.
Indeed.
How much are they to do those?
Again, they take place on every first Saturday of every month.
Yeah.
It's £10 for, it's about an hour and a half sort of little tour. In that, you can have we also give you a couple of beers and a takeaway container that holds 4 pints, so you can.
Oh, wow. What, for £10?
All for £10.
That's
brilliant.
Yes. That's excellent.
You've got to listen to us rabbit on for a while, but other than that, you know, then you get into the beer.
Would it be good, because a lot of people are doing, because as you were going back a few years ago, beers and everything kind of hit the, because you had wine bars and beers kind of went out, all the little breweries are making. It's made such a comeback over the last, what is it, 45 or 10 years, that people are really into their beers now, because it kind of, at pubs, used to only get certain brands. So are people more interested in actually home brewing now as well, would you say? Would that actually help people that were
absolutely? I mean, there's dozens of different little breweries around producing you know, some great beers, and it's just taken over from the wine bar scene in London. Now you've got all the beer bars and what have you. On the home brewing front, there's some very good home brewers out there, I'll tell you. I mean, some okay, the average may not be too clever, but there's some guys out that are doing it very, very well. And funnily enough, we're just in the process of actually doing our own home brew kit.
Brilliant.
In the not too distant future, once we've got the recipe just right, you'll be able to take home a kit and actually make some Brentwood beer at home.
Just asking, because I was looking at and I can't remember, it was for whiskey actually, because you know the still, but you have to get a license for one of those, don't you, for not for beer making, but if you make sort of vodka or whiskey, because it's the flavourings you put into the alcohol, but you normally have to have a license for that.
You've got to have licences for everything, pretty much.
You do, right?
Yeah, unless you're out in the Swampville, Louisiana, right, or something. I think you might get away with it out there, but certainly for making any sort of alcohol, you need to have all your proper licences.
Now we're going to talk about the Valentine's competition in a minute, but how did actually Brentwood Brewing Company start? When did it start, and how did it start up?
Oh, we've been going 7 years now, and it started on a bit of one of those drunken moments in a pub when we were drinking some beer, and we had this crazy idea that maybe we could do better. And Dave was my partner at the time. We decided to have a go at it, and when there's two of you doing it, you G each other along. If I'd just gone home to the missus and said I was starting a brewery, she said don't be so stupid. But when you've got two blokes and doing it, and it's just grown from there. We've moved, we're now in our third new brewery, and all going great guns.
Were you involved in the sort of drinks industry before that? It was just something you were passionate about?
Was I involved in the drinks industry? I knew a lot of pubs. I knew a lot of publicans. That's about where, as far as it went, I think, as far as the
industry. So it's a passion
industry.
That really, you know, so you're doing a job that is a passion, so it's fun to go to work every day.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Who can not like beer?
No. Well, are you enjoying that bit? I'm just going to say, Pip in the corner, are you enjoying the beer?
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I'm not normally a beer person, but it's
refreshing,
it's
isn't
nice.
It? It's very, very nice. Now, we've got a competition here. We're just going to mention it, and we will be obviously mentioning it between now and I think it's running until the 14th of February. Men often get neglected. Don't sniff and cry too much when it comes to Valentine's Day. This year, as part of their Love Beer, Love Brentwood initiative, we're expressing love in a way that men can really appreciate. Say it with beer. Now, you can win a case of beer from the Brentwood Brewery. Simply complete this well-known love poem to include beer. So it's roses are red. That's all you have to do. The winner will be picked here on Eat My Brunch on Valentine's Day, February the 14th. To visit, all you need to do is go to our website, have a look. It'll be up there, all the W's, phoenixfm.com. Look out for the link a little bit later on this afternoon, and you can enter there. And also, obviously, we'll be tweeting that out all over the place and Facebooking it, so you get a lot of people after the beer.
Excellent.
A little bit of romance. Now, Love Beer, Love Brentwood. Tell us all about that.
Yes, it's a sort of a thing we've come up with. Basically, we're looking to do more in the community. In a nutshell, we've done quite a bit with different charities and clubs and things like that. We're sort of taking it to the next level, and where we are now, we want people to know where we are. We want people to come and see us, and we want people to feel proud of their town's brewery.
Yeah.
We're doing things with various charities this year. We're doing some things with Snap.
That they've got. You're involved in their 20th
anniversary.
Yep.
This year.
Yeah.
And so that should all be good. And we're doing a brew for International Women's Day.
Yep.
Which is actually in March. And the proceeds of that, so some of that will be going to Snap and what have you. I've started up another little initiative with Brentwood Community Transport.
Yep.
Which we have a Tuesday lunch club. First Tuesday in every month, we trundle around in our bus and we pick up some elderly people who can't get out, and we take them to the pub for lunch.
That is really lovely.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
And
you've got the sponsor Nighthawks Group.
Oh, yes. Yep.
Which is here in Brentwood. Is it just in Brentwood? It's just in the Brentwood area.
It's in Brentwood at the moment. But we're looking at taking it to other towns and what have you.
If you tell people what Nighthawks,
nutshell, it's involved with after people have been to town and had a few beers and had a good time. The Nighthawks will make sure you get home okay.
Yeah.
It's just to show we don't just want people to go out and drink loads and loads of beer. Well, we do want people to go out and drink loads of beer, have a good time,
yeah,
absolutely, but then get home okay after.
Okay, now at the moment you've got a flash. Why is it called a flash sale, by the way?
It came to us in a flash, I think.
Sorry, I shouldn't have asked. No, it wasn't a flash sale. Obviously, I was hoping for something else. A flash sale on Valentine's between the 1st and 15th, and you get 20% off.
Yeah, all the merchandise and beer for that matter. Anyone who comes along, as part of launching our Love Beer, Love Brentwood, everything's 20% off. Up until the 15th.
Now, you do think, if you're out there and you've got a corporate company, you might be celebrating, you do actually do beers. If people wanted to get a beer done for maybe a present, as in like they want to get a massive big load of beers done, you can actually do that, or you can do the labelling for beers and things
absolutely.
Well.
So personalised
absolutely,
yep.
Stuff too.
We can do anything.
You can do anything.
Anything involving beer.
So don't forget, the Valentine's competition is going to be running from tomorrow, but it will be up on the website a little bit later. All you have to do is complete the poem, Roses Are Red, and it's got to involve beer. So you can win a crate of beer, which your man will love more than flowers. More than flowers, to get a crate of beer. And is it going to be a selection of all the different beers that you do?
Yes, absolutely. It'll be whole range. Unless you fancy one particular one, I'm sure we can squeeze that for you.
Tell us about some of the beers. How many beers have you got in the range now? How many did you do? God, if you speak, I've had over anyone a couple of sips. You might take over a bit, oh dear.
We've done a lot of we've done probably 50 odd beers over the years. Any one time we'll probably have about 10 different ones on the go, on draft and in bottles. They're not always the same, so they vary.
Yeah.
We'll have our regulars, but we'll also have seasonals, and we'll have a monthly special.
Yeah. With beers, if yours just say Chocolate Orange, which is really delicious and quite strong at 6.5%, is it 6.5%?
It is indeed, isn't it?
Yeah, I remember that. I was doing a gig, I was saying to her, I was doing a gig last summer, and the pub I was at had some of your beers on. I was like, oh, I know those people. and I had in that voice, and I had a pint before I started singing, and my good lord, was that a strong beer. It was lovely in the sunshine. I was like, I'll just have the one before I start singing. When you're making a beer like chocolate orange, does every batch you make actually taste different or slightly different, or are they always the same?
There's an awful lot of variables that go into it. I mean, certainly when we started, it was probably a bit of a wing and a prayer as to what things end up tasting like. But no, it's now down to it's no longer just sort of like cooking or baking a cake. It's now a science.
Yeah.
So everything is measured to the nth degree and temperatures controlled and everything else. So. Hopefully it comes pretty consistent. I mean, there's always variables, because, I mean, you've got each brew will have sort of 10-15 kilos of oranges going in it.
Yeah.
Now, oranges vary flavour-wise from the time of year.
Yeah.
And if you actually had a pint probably from made in February maybe to a pint made in October... You actually sat down with a pint of each, there may be a slight difference, but it would be that down to sort of say the oranges.
Have you done any savoury beers? Is that something that would work or not?
I was just thinking,
like, because you get beef and onion, you know, I wonder if you do like a beef beer or would they, the flavours not
mean,
really
we,
work?
I mean, we do do a range of foods now, yeah, with beer in. So we do pies and sausages, oh, and bread and chocolates and you name it, we put beer in it.
Yeah.
As far as putting savoury things into beer, we do chestnut stout. That's, yep, probably about as far as we go. There used to be an old recipe called cock ale, and that basically they used to chuck a flayed cockerel in the fermenting process. I'm, yep, not sure about
probably
that.
You couldn't do
I
that think, health and safety.
I think that's got a way to go. And yep. I mean, what's savoury? So it's what sort of cheesy beer you're thinking? Sort of cheesy peas?
What about a kind of a blue cheese, like a Stilton beer?
Stilton beer.
How about that?
You're just giving him ideas.
I just thought about it. Well, I was just thinking in the summertime, Stilton beer with maybe some biscuits on the side and a little bit of, you know, celery.
I think it would probably taste better with the cheese on the side by the beer, but next time I'm in, I shall bring some Stilton along, I shall drop it in a beer and we can try it.
Michelle's had a drink.
I've had a vision. I think it's the beer I'm drinking. So if people want to get some orders, you've got a website. What's the website?
Absolutely. www.brentwoodbrewing.co.uk.
And you deliver as well to the local area?
We do home delivery, yes, absolutely.
Brilliant. Okay, so if you want to get some beers, you know where to go. It's the Brentwood Brewery. Check out the website. Also, don't forget about the Valentine's Day competition. All you need to do is complete Roses Are Red, and it must involve beer. And the prize is a crate of a selection of the beers.
Absolutely.
Which would be gorgeous. Thank you very much for coming in today.
Thank you.
It's been lovely to see you. And don't forget, Brentwood Community.